If you visited New York City, or even if you live there, chances are you can remember the moment you first saw its iconic skyline. And now a new multimedia exhibit is encouraging people to take a moment to experience that architecture with their ears as well. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports, the exhibit opened today at the Museum of the City of New York.
When you're walking around New York City, even when you're in Grand Central Terminal, one of the most beautiful train stations in the world, you probably won't find people looking up. Unless, of course, they're tourists, like Ladiz Mora from Las Vegas.
Oh my gosh, I love it. It feels like a palace. I can imagine people having like a wedding here in like a ballroom. It's crazy.
I found Mora gazing at the marble staircases of the Beaux Arts-style building under a cerulean blue ceiling dotted with gold stars. But Karen Van Lengen, who teaches architecture at the University of Virginia, says to really soak in a building, what you need to do is listen to it. Here is the main concourse of Grand Central Terminal.
If you close your eyes, what you're going to hear are things that you can't hear with your eyes open.
Like the tinkling of forks and knives from the balcony restaurants over what Van Lengen says sounds like the lull of an ocean.
Everything slows down in a way. You feel like you're moving in a sea of people coming together, passing through, but it's a calming effect.
Van Lengen hopes her exhibit at the Museum of the City of New York will push people to stop, shut out all of the visual distractions, and think about the building they're standing in.
And it's not just about the image of buildings or what the buildings look like. It's what the buildings actually are. What kinds of life can go on in those spaces.
Other New York spaces featured in her installation include some unexpected landmarks.
This is the New York Public Library.
Yes, there are sounds in the library.
It's the oak chairs coming in and out of those long oak tables when you sit down to do your work. So they slide across the terracotta floor, and they have that sound.
And an old set of escalators at Rockefeller Center's International Building make this sound.
When I really listened hard, I thought, these are the sounds of the Industrial Revolution that made the Rockefeller fortune, that made this building.
Van Lengen hopes to get permission to do the U.S. Capitol Dome next and wants to record the sounds that can be found at the Lincoln Memorial. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.